How quickly things change. It was just last week that a question posed by Jesus, answered by Simon, resulted in Jesus proclaiming Simon to be rock. And upon this rock, this confession of faith, I will build my ecclesia. I will build my church. No sooner does that happen than the same Peter pulls Jesus aside and rather strenuously says, I've got a better way for you than you can possibly understand. I don't know why we do that. But he goes from bedrock, solid, trustworthy, reliable, dependable, enduring, bedrock, to stumbling block, obstacle, hindrance of God's way being actualized. I don't know why that happens so easily in my life. A moment of a virtue, and heroic virtue, that doesn't even feel heroic, it feels effortless, it's just the right thing to do and it's crystal clear and it's done, is followed by an ugly moment where I'm all upset over something because it didn't go my way. At least that's a struggle that I deal with. The Lord placed on my heart this week, praying with this gospel. It's a story that I've told before. Certainly not a high water mark in my life, but it was a fifth grade city championship in my hometown, which is actually closer in size to Findlay than it is to Toledo, Green Bay. And they modify Lambeau Field for the city championship, so it's not the full field. And I was a quarterback that day. I had found the end zone not once but twice, both times being tackled for safeties. A most underwhelming city championship performance. We were losing 4-0. The last play of the game, the coach, my beloved father, understood we weren't going to win if I was going to take another snap. So he moved me to a different position. And Brett Van Boxtel took the snap. I was pouting on the line, stumbling block, completely inconsiderate of my team. And I knew that when Brett Van Boxtel scampered the entire length of the field and everybody was jumping around and we had just won the city championship in fifth grade and the clock had expired, I knew I was offsides because I was pouting. I knew it because I was going to go on the count whenever I felt like it. Yeah, and sure enough, that yellow flag had been thrown. There was no questioning it. And to this day, Brett Van Boxtel and all of those guys, when they see me, they remind me of this big old stumbling block that I was in that fifth grade city championship game. That's what being a stumbling block does. It does. It's all about me. And Jesus says, there's nothing of that kind of attitude that's permitted. And it's not merely getting over myself, it's turning to the Lord, right? In the midst of my disappointment, in the midst of my struggle, in the midst of my confusion, in the midst of my fear, whatever it is right now that's that stumbling block, you know what it is. You know what it is that's preventing that best version of yourself. It's turning to the Lord and saying, take it away. Just take it away, because I want to live atop the bedrock of your ecclesia, as a member of your ecclesia, as a member of your church. You have called me out from that kind of ugliness, self-absorption, self-preoccupation. You've called me out of that, Lord, to an entirely different way of living by means of relationship with you and others. Let me live on your bedrock foundation of church, and no longer let it be my world in which everybody else just happens to be living.